Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Engineer Al Miller. So as the summer continues on here in Dallas County, the warmer weather brings with it a really good time for construction crews to get out and do some of that needed maintenance to the roads here in Dallas County. Now, can you just walk us through a little bit of what projects have taken place so far this summer and what's kind of on the schedule for more work to be completed?
So far this year, we've done a number of what I would call maintenance type projects. One being we did some pavement rehabilitation at the Earlham exit at Interstate 80, which was a good one to get behind us. That pavement there was in fairly poor condition and in need of some rehabilitation. We were able to get that done early in the spring. With our crews, we've had crews out doing some concrete patching on our paved roads. Throughout the county, we've had normal maintenance on our unsurfaced or rock roads that we continue to apply surfacing to. We've got about 55 miles of that type of work done. We'll continue on that through the end of August, early part of September. We've also done a project, or we're in the middle of a project on Panther Creek Road between P-58 and Old Highway 6, where we've got 11 different culverts we're replacing. We're about two-thirds done with that project, and that will be another one to get, a good one to get behind us there. So traffic impacts on Panther Creek Road will continue through the first part of September. Throughout the county, various locations where we'll be having short road closures or having temporary traffic signals up or flaggers with our own crews where we are impacting travel, as well as, you know, our motor graders are out there blading roads and applying granular surfacing. So if you come across those folks, please slow down and look for our traffic control signs. If the road says closed, please find an alternate route. Of course, we're very lucky here in Dallas County to have a lot of the work done by our crews that are employed by Dallas County that serve the taxpayers here. And a couple things I would say. One, our folks continue to do a really nice job with the services that we provide. And if you see them doing something that you're happy is finally getting done or what have you, don't be afraid to wave or say thanks. But please, for everybody's safety, slow down, pay attention to the road construction signs that are out there, and focus on your driving when you come up to some of our crews.
Now, kind of as a reminder for that, you know, you touched on that a little bit there. Now, kind of touching on that, how important is it for these road crews to be out here doing this work? As you mentioned, some of it's just normal maintenance that happens every year. But how important is this normal maintenance for road crews to do to prevent those larger issues later on, where it might not just be that there's a motor grader on the side of the road, the whole road might be closed?
Right, yeah. We've got about 650 miles of roads that have granular surface on them. And we try to, you know, stay up with the normal maintenance so that our roads don't get out of shape and have to be totally regraded. We're continuously, you know, monitoring all the culverts underneath those roads that need to be maintained and taking care of problems that we have there. You know, to ignore that and stay off the road would be very detrimental to our road network. And, you know, to stay up on the normal maintenance is extremely important. So our folks will be out there, and where we're at, we will be, you know, inconveniencing folks as far as travel, but please do pay attention and try to slow down and pre-plan your trips.
Now, kind of as we're mentioning the projects that have been taking place throughout Dallas County this, we'll call it first half of the construction season here in the summer, there is a project that has just started on Quinlan, kind of an asphalt overlay. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what that project is and the impacts that that's going to bring here for Dallas County drivers?
Yeah, that section of road on Quinlan Avenue, County Route R-16 between Highway 44 and F-31 will be closed for the construction work. It'll be open for local traffic only, but as far as through traffic, it will be closed, and there is a signed detour. That project will be closed for approximately 4 weeks to allow the contractor to get done with the pavement rehabilitation and patching work that's necessary out there. Des Moines Asphalt is the contractor that's doing the work, and you know, it'll be nice, very nice project when it's all said and done, but it will be a situation where the road will be closed. It's about 4.5 miles of Quinlan Avenue that will be closed, and folks will have to take a detour route to their destination.
Now, kind of in terms for the rest of the season here, are there any more projects that are going to be popping up that are on the schedule that could potentially cause more driving differences for people where they might have to take an alternate route, or that they'll need to be wary that there are going to be road crews out?
This project on Quinlan Avenue is going to be the last major road closure that we do have. You know, whenever we replace a culvert or do some concrete patching on some of our paved roads, we will impact back traffic. Typically, it's one lane at a time. When we do culverts, it may be overnight that a road is closed, but those will be at various locations throughout the county and just kind of sporadic type work that we're doing. So once this Quinlan Avenue project is completed, that will take care of the major inconveniences on the secondary road system, unless there's some type of an emergency, of course.
Now, kind of in terms of if a driver's out on the road and they see a blemish or a big hole in the road, you know, is there anywhere they can go to report that, or someone that they could call to say, hey, there's an issue with this road, that just to kind of turn it in, maybe the secondary roads department wasn't aware?
Right. That's a very good point. We do maintain, you know, 800 miles of road, and we can't be out, have eyes on every section of road with our own crews. And we rely on the folks that travel Dallas County roads to let us know when they see something or see some repairs that need done. Certainly, if you see that, feel free to call our office and report that. We'll get somebody to check that out. Our number there at the office is 515-993-4289. Feel free to visit our website. There's additional information there and contact information, emails, that kind of thing, to where you could report, you know, some type of maintenance work or repairs that need done. County's also investing in some software that will allow folks to sign up and receive text whenever we close roads and that type of thing. So there's some new stuff coming as far as how we communicate with folks around the county. So
now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to what secondary roads crews might be out and about doing, or anything else that you would like to mention in general?
In general, one thing I'd like to make a point of is on our Quinlan Avenue project over the next month, you know, toward the end of August, until we get that project done, the Raccoon River Valley Trail crossing there at Quinlan will be impacted. There'll be a short period of time where folks will need to get off their bicycles and walk around the construction work that's taken place. In general, just encourage people that are using the trail there to watch out for construction equipment, heavy trucks, and those type of things that will be going through there. There'll be signs up so folks know that, but I wanted to get the word out that there is work going on there and folks need to pay attention there. Hopefully the impacts to the weekend will be very minimal, but please do pay attention to construction work there.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Engineer Al Miller. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.